This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for January 25th, 2022. The first patient is Larry Lavi. The last name is L like in Lima, A, V like in Victor, E, Y like in Yankee, Lavi. Clinical case of a 79-year-old white male.
Do you know, because I haven't heard anything, so I can call the patient and see what if he's talked to anybody about getting a PD catheter placed.
Because of the presence of CKD stage 4 that is going into stage 5. The etiology of this kidney disease is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis related to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, aging process. Period. The patient continues to have a creatinine that is 3.9, estimated GFR is 14, and the amount of protein that is excreted in the urine is 800 milligrams in 24 hours. The patient is completely asymptomatic. He doesn't have any nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath. He's good energy-wise, period number two. The patient recently broke the left arm. Surgery had to be done. Has been corrected. However, they are thinking in the possibility of reevaluate the surgery because they are suspecting formation of the scar tissue in the pathway of the nerves that go to the left upper extremity, period. The patient says that it's difficult for him to raise the arm or to lift any weights. Period, the pros and cons of the surgery were explained to the patient because in my assessment, I think that the patient is stable enough and I have to avoid any possibility of making the kidneys worse, which implies the initiation of the dialysis therapy. Number two, a patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today is 158 over 74, and we are going to continue with the same prescriptions. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of allopurinol. We are going to continue with the same approach in the following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has a slight increase in the cholesterol, 221, HDL 37, and LDL is 146. When triglycerides of 188, we are going to observe the patient in discussion regarding the changes in the diet necessary to decrease this cholesterol were discussed with the patient. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The level is above 30. Following number, the patient has hyperphosphatemia that is treated. The serum phosphorus is 3.6. The patient has osteoporosis. Treatment of this osteoporosis is going to be discussed with the primary care physician. The administration of Prolia twice in a year will be adequate, even more in a patient that just suffered a fracture. Following number, the thyroid profile is adequate. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.